Who was that man at the computer? Page 35.
The year is 1971. Ray Tomlinson is sitting in his office in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He types a few letters on a keyboard. Then he moves to a second computer in the room and reads the monitor. Yes! He just sent the first electronic message from one computer to a different computer through a network. What did this first email say? Tomlinson doesn't remember. Maybe it was just a string of letters like QWERTYUIOP. He does remember the second message. He sent it to his coworkers. This second email message told people how to send email on the computer network. Before 1971, there was no email. In those days, people didn't have small computers on their desks. They only had keyboards and monitors. These were all connected to a big computer. People could only send messages to other people on the same computer. They could send files to other computers through the network, but they couldn't talk. To solve this problem, Tomlinson needed a way to direct messages to the right person on the right computer on any network. He chose the @ symbol. He used @ to separate a person's name from the name of the computer the person was using. The @ symbol was a good choice. This symbol was not in anyone's name. Few people used it. In fact, typewriter companies thought about taking it off the keyboard. Now, @ is used 2 million times every second. No one really paid any attention to Tomlinson's achievement. In the 1970s, only about 500 people used email. They only used it to do projects at work. Then, in the 1980s, the first personal computers arrived. They were small and not very expensive. For the first time, people could have computers at home. Then came the internet. Soon, email became a popular way to communicate. Today, over 1 billion people use it. Office workers spend almost an hour a day on email. Some people check their email 30 to 40 times an hour. Tomlinson is sorry about one thing: spam. Spam is email that no one wants. Most of it is advertising that tries to sell something. As much as 70% of each day's 180 billion email messages is spam. As the number of email users grows, spam is becoming more and more of a problem. Unlike many other inventors, Tomlinson is not famous. He never made any money from email. Most people don't even know his name. However, thanks to this unknown hero, people all over the world can communicate with each other in seconds.